Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The internet going nuts coming up a little bit later on in the show. 11:20, in fact, it's less than 20 minutes. Those guys that you just showed me, they win.
they win the internet going nuts, not Slimeball.
No,
Slimeball's at 120 because, so we'll move the internet going up nuts. There are already fans at the PGA tournament with T-shirts on that have Scottie Scheffler's mugshot on it. How did they do that?
Their wives and girlfriends got their ass busy on that cricket this morning. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. That is so good.
Saw that. So, Shooter McGavin, the account Shooter McGavin on Twitter. Like, is this Shooter McGavin? Like, or is this like a parody?
There's a couple. I don't know which one you're looking at.
I'm on the one. He's got the blue check mark, almost 600,000 followers.
Oh, that's him. No, that's him. That's his Twitter. I follow him.
The real Shooter McGavin. Yeah, the guy can't think of his real name.
But. Yes.
Okay. He posted the picture of the four mugshots that have become infamous now of himself.
Yeah, one of them is him.
Tiger Woods, John Daly, and Scottie Scheffler.
I had so to Google classic. His name, Christopher McDonald. I actually met him at an Astros function after they won the World Series, I believe. Very, very nice, very, very good. He owns it. I think he's going to be in the remake. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, he is.
Happy Gilmore.
They've been teasing that. Yeah. It's been probably a couple of 3 months now that I can remember, but the PGA Tour and him like partnered up and they did commercials.
Yeah.
And then that's how I think Sandler broke the news the other day is he partnered with the PGA Tour and did that little teaser.
The little video. You
know? Yeah. What was he? It was like, go to your home.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
It's classic. I'm looking forward to that. 713-572-4610, 572-4610. You want to text? Remember, confirm or deny. We're looking for evidence if, in fact, you know of the individuals that really made away with the 2022 championship banner from Minute Maid last night. Is this real? Is it? What do you think about, guys? And Figgy, weigh in on this, too. At this point in time, with the offseason that the Texans have had, obviously coming off 10-7, trip to the divisional round, ending against the Ravens, the national media just they're climbing onto the bandwagon with the Texans this season. Ryan Clark has been very vocal. Even last year, I love listening to him, by the way. I think he does a great job with his podcast, The Pivot. He gets the best dudes, best conversations, in my opinion. He was one of the latest to weigh in. And he's not necessarily the newest member, but he is a strong supporter of the Texans fan club via the national media now. Well-documented, Stephen A. Smith in his hatred for the Dallas Cowboys.
Puts on that Stetson.
Yeah, puts on that Stetson, man, a few times a year. Does that maniacal laugh.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You know, awesome. I love it when the Cowboys lose.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen A. Smith and Ryan Clark on First Take yesterday morning, and they were talking Cowboys, and, well, Ryan Clark took it in a direction that I did not expect. Take a listen to this conversation from those two yesterday.
You ain't finna get that built up. You saying that the Dallas Cowboys fans are now sitting at home saying they gonna win the championship? No, they ain't. I know Dallas Cowboys fans. They are trying to be Houston Texans fans right now. There are people who are trying to move down the road so they can cheer for CJ Stroud instead of cheering for Dak Prescott because they already know. And that stretch of the season that you talked about in the middle, that's when it's all gonna come to an head. That's when you're going to have to show up here one morning in your Southern Steve hat with your cigar and talk about the fact that Mike McCarthy just got fired. And then you're going to be bringing on Adam Schefter to talk about what are possible landing spots for Dak Prescott in the offseason. Because the team that was supposed to be all in turned out they was all out this offseason.
That stretch in the middle of the season that Ryan Clark might be alluding to.
Yeah.
Probably includes the Eagles and the Texans and the 49ers and the Lions. Those are four games in a five-week stretch that the Cowboys are going to be faced with. And I might even throw in the Steelers as well, because I think the Steelers are just going to be a pain in the ass. Similarly to you know what I think of the Colts and the Jacksonville Jaguars in the Texans division, but there's a lot of directions we could go there with that Ryan Clark stuff, but I don't know. What do you think about Cowboy fans hopping off of that bandwagon and going to CJ and the Texans?
I don't think it would ever happen. Now, obviously, there's some outliers you know, that are casual Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I'm talking about Cowboys fans, like the ones we know that are obnoxious and still living in 1995.
Yeah.
No.
They ain't going nowhere.
They're not going anywhere.
Maybe the casuals that jumped ship from the Oilers whenever they left town and they started rooting for the team.
I think a lot of casuals across the country.
I feel like he's talking about his buddies. Like some of his friends that probably like the Cowboys, and then now it's like, oh, I like CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Or him.
Or him. But I think NFL is such a monster. Like there are a lot of fans that just sort of kind of go with the flow. And I think that's what he's talking about. Like the Houston Texans are enormously more watchable than the Dallas Cowboys right now. I mean, just from D'Amico. From Hannah.
Likeable.
Yeah. I mean, the way the rivalry and the way Hannah has kind of put herself out there and is a real face of the franchise. Obviously, CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. Just the Diggs trade, the big moves they're making, the new uniforms. They're interesting.
Yes.
The Houston Texans are much more interesting than the Dallas Cowboys. They don't have anything close yet to the fan base that the Cowboys have, and they may never. But they're more interesting, and the fans that are going to be sort of in and out, or maybe casual fans, are going to be watching the Texans and liking the Texans more.
They're making moves. They're doing things.
Yeah.
The Cowboys didn't do a damn thing this offseason. They went out and brought back Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
that's it. They ran it back.
Yeah.
That's what they're kind of hoping for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Texans, from that standpoint, they've had an offseason now, really two in a row, I would say, that they'd never had before in franchise history.
Yeah.
The best offseason that they'd had to date before last offseason, and this one to boot, was probably, tell me if I'm getting the year right, 2011, when they went out and got Jonathan Joseph and Daniel Manning.
And J.J. was young.
That was whoa, they're for real. They're making moves. And then after that, the next time and the only other time, Lopez, that I felt like, man, here's a Texans team that is really trying to make a move. We'd never seen them do this before. I think it was in season.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and got Demaryius Thomas. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, boy, this could really push him over the edge. And obviously, you know, he didn't do much here. He didn't really fit in.
So you're not counting Ed Reed, huh?
definitely ain't counting his old ass. That son of a gun.
No, not counting Ed Reed. Yeah.
Wasn't
no.
that the dude that had like thousands of dollars stolen from his car outside of a Houston bank?
Yeah.
Yeah. How ironic after you stole millions of dollars from the Texans from convincing the sign your old ass.
I'll never forget that. That was bizarre.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But no, back to the point. And the other thing that's working in the Texans' favor is people are going to be pulling for them against teams that they're kind of tired of watching or they've grown bored. Like casual fans that have been all about the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to be pulling for the Texans. Hey, let's see if the Texans can do this. I don't
know. You think casuals are tired of rooting for the Chiefs after coming off of another Super Bowl?
But it's like you're always rooting for the underdog. They almost by definition.
I know what you're saying.
You know, the Texans are going to be the underdog.
Like candidates for that, like I would say.
Fans that are tired.
Buffalo.
I have a couple of other fans that are tired of Aaron Rodgers' act.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be pulling for the Texans against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Fans that hate the Cowboys,
yeah,
they're going to be pulling for the Texans in that game. The Texans, I don't know if they consider themselves underdogs, but in terms of the fans' eye collectively, they're going to be the up and comer, the new girl in class.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
And fans are going to be all about that. The other thing about that middle stretch. And we talked about this yesterday just a little bit, but I think it's pretty important. The Texans might be the team that ends the McCarthy era. Because if you look at the Cowboys' schedule, they get to November 18th, that middle stretch you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of buzz. Jerry Jones is Jerry Jones. Can they, what are they going to do? Ends the McCarthy and Dak era, maybe, but not necessarily in the middle of the season. But like, if they beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football and the Cowboys have lost four or five or whatever, three of four.
Or just middling, you know.
Yeah. They might end the Cowboys. They might end the McCarthy era.
So you guys talked about, I didn't know you talked about it. I think, like, that, yes, is a pivotal point potentially, really, for both teams, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
It's a big moment for the Texans, week 11 against the Cowboys. Years past, you play them every 4 years. It's always a big game because of the in-state rivalry. It's just them, and they're kind of where you want to be, where you want to try to get to. And now, boom, firmly in place.
Yeah.
The Texans are there. As you said, they're the hottest thing going right now. New kid on the block, however you want to put it. But, yes, you could effectively be a determining factor in Jerry Jones, you know, pulling the plug on Mike McCarthy.
When the Texans face the Cowboys, the Cowboys will be coming off a game against the Lions, Niners, Falcons for what it's worth, and Eagles. If they lose those games, you know, three of those four games, that's not to mention some earlier games they have against the Ravens and such. The Texans might end them with that game.
That's funny. I guarantee you Dallas Cowboy fans and everybody up there on their sports talk radio, they're talking about that stretch like we're talking about the week 15 to 17 stretch. Here for the Texans, oh boy, this is it. I mean, you just heard it there from Ryan Clark. That was on First Take yesterday, but wait, there's more. Actually, later in the day, Clark was on NFL Live with Dan Graziano and Mina Kimes, and he broke down the Texans and let everybody know on the national landscape well ahead of time, because we're still a little ways away from playing actual football games, that the Texans are poised, as he says, to make a bigger splash this year than they did even last season.
This is a team that has more than C.J. Stroud. There's an argument to be made that at the wide receiver position, they have the best trio in ball. We watched Nico Collins become a breakout star. Tank Dell and his chemistry with C.J. Stroud and obviously acquiring Stephon Diggs. Oh, by the way, we couldn't run the ball last year. Let's go out and acquire Joe Mixon. That gives us a run game that only makes Coach Slowick even better in dialing up play action, because now people actually have to be scared that you can hand the ball off and run. And defensively, they went out and got pass rushers. Christian Harris, entering his third year, seemed to be a star late in the season. And Derek Stingley showed everybody why he was the number three overall pick, even in front of Sauce Gardner. This team is poised to make a bigger splash this year than they did last. And why not? And you know why they have a hard schedule? Because they won the division. Because C.J. Stroud was that good. Because D'Amico Ryans is a star. And now we're going to get to see it in prime time. I'm looking forward to seeing them play the Jets. That was C.J. Stroud's worst game, and he left that game with a concussion. Yeah. He's going to have an opportunity in prime time to show the world who he is.
Boom. Yeah. Ryan Clark yesterday. Great points. You know, best wide receiver trio in the NFL. Heard that one talked about. I feel that way as well. The Joe Mixon factor, defense, primetime games, they get to show everybody what they're really all about. And I think nobody's looking forward to that more than D'Amico and CJ. And really everybody over there that's kind of been through, you know, the dark ages with the Texans and that have seen the light now last season, what they're capable of.
And the Texans right now, they're not, we know this because the schedule makers gave them six standalone games on networks. So it's not just like, oh, Texans fans, you're a little delusional. Tap the brakes, guys. We need to see more of C.J. Stroud, which we see occasionally from fans, you know, whether calling or texting or whatever, or on the YouTube or Twitch. Well, okay, what do you say now? Because it's not just like us, you know, kind of drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever about this team. The networks, and Mike North, who we'll hear from in another segment about some other things, flat out said, I was reading the story, he says, yes, C.J. Stroud was a reason. Like, he mentioned C.J. Stroud by name, that the Texans got six standalone games. It's not just us. It's not Kool-Aid. It's the way the NFL is viewing the Texans. You don't do that. You don't give them those types of games unless you feel it's there.
Do you remember we were talking about, like, that the last month of the season? I'll kind of broaden it to that point. Mm-hmm. But Mike North made himself available because, and I asked him the question in that conference call last year when there was the possibility that the Texans could be flexed for that primetime game. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah.
And he said it even then, like, yes, like the Texans and C.J. Stroud, like this is something that we're seriously considering. But like logistically speaking, and they take in that, what the rest of the country is interested in, what's rivaling them. And at that point in time, wins and losses very much
very
mattered. And I think the Texans were, having come off of that loss to the Jets, Stroud's concussion, that clearly affected their decision-making as to why the Texans did not get flexed into a primetime game late in the season last year.
Wins and losses matter. Taylor Swift matters.
Damn Taylor Swift.
Might hear that in the internet going nuts.
Internet going nuts coming up next. Yeah, Swifty's probably going to make an appearance. And, man, somebody else will as well. I've had a crush on this woman for a lot of years. And something that she said this week really enhance this. We'll get to that next. It's Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.